Okay, let's get cracking. We are continuing to learn the seventh parak of Maseches Demag. Today we're going to be learning Parak Zayin, Mishnah Vav, and Parak Zayin, Mishnah Zayin. The remaining few Mishnayos of Maseches Demag are going to be discussing the separation of Trumos and Maestros from Tevel. Once again, Tevel are various produce where we know for a fact the Trumos and Maestros were not separated, unlike Demag, where we bought it from an Amharit. We're not sure were Maestros separated or not. When it comes to Tevel, we know for a fact, with absolute certainty, that the Trumos and Maestros were not separated. We should just remember what we learned in the fifth parak of Maseches Demag, where we were discussing separating Trumos and Maestros from Tevel, and we learned that you're allowed to separate Trumos and Maestros from Tevel. Well, let's say you have a bunch of batches, so you can separate from one batch on behalf of all the other batches. If you calculate how much Truma and Maestros you got to separate, you could take it all out of one batch, as long as all of the batches, all of the produce that you're separating from are all obligated in separation from Trumos and Maestros in the exact same way. If one batch is obligated on a Daraisa level and one on a Darabanan level, or vice versa, you cannot separate for one on behalf of the other. They all have to have the same level of Chiyuv, the same level of obligation when separating the Trumos and the Maestros. Says the Mishnah Perek Zayin Mishnah Vav. Hayu lefan of shtei kalkolos shel tevel. A person has in front of him two baskets of tevel. We know for a fact Trumos and Maestros were not separated. Va'amar, and he says, Maasros zu bazu. I'm going to separate Maeser, Trumos and Maestros, from this basket in this basket, right? So I'm separating really from, I'm having this basket in mind, but I'm separating from another basket. Says the Mishnah HaRishona Meuseres. The first basket is then going to be considered to be separated. The Maeser was separated, the Truma was separated, it's no longer Tevel, because once you make that declaration that you're separating the Trumas and Maestros from the Tevel from another basket, then that basket itself becomes mutter, becomes tithed, and is no longer usser. Next case, if someone says, Shelzu bazu, v'shelzu bazu, so if a person says that I'm separating this basket, this first basket in this second basket, or, and, rather, continues and says, and I'm separating this basket, this second basket, in this basket, in this first basket, harishona me'useres, says the Mishnah, the first basket is considered to be tithed, is no longer considered to be tevel, right, and the second basket is not. Why? Because when you say that this basket is now being separated in this basket, this basket, the first basket, becomes totally mutter because you're declaring that you're going to separate the Trumos and Maestros from a different basket. So this one no longer needs to be separated and it is therefore permitted. However, once you do that, this is permitted, and this is no longer tevel, and therefore this first basket can no longer be used to separate for the second basket. So if I say that I'm separating the second basket from the first basket, or the first basket from the second basket, the first basket of fruits, that's mutter, but I can't now use that same basket to separate from the other one, because like we said, they have to have the same level of obligation in order for them to be separated. So again, only in this case, only the first basket would work, because now it's no longer tevel, and once it's no longer tevel, you can't use anything from here to separate another basket. The third case of the Mishnah is, a person says, ma'asros Sehen Maasros Kalkola Bechaverta. A person just says a general statement that their maestros are being separated from each basket, meaning each basket's being used to separate the maestros. He doesn't specify which basket is being used for which basket. Just is a general statement that these baskets are going to be used for one another to separate the Trumos and Maestros, and says the Mishnah, Kara shame, that he made the declaration that clearly that these baskets are going to be used to separate Trumas and Maestros for one another, and therefore he can do it how he wants. He can separate the Trumas and Maestros as he sees fit. This is unlike the first case where he specified and he says this one's going to be used for this one, this one for this, for this one. Once he says that, then the first basket becomes mutter and the second basket becomes tevel, but then he can't use the mutter basket to separate for the tevel. Okay, now we're going to continue with Perek Zayin, Mishnah Zayin. And in this Mishnah, we're going to be discussing various things that get mixed together. And we have, let's say, Tevel and Chulin, or a few other examples, as we'll see. And the question then is, What do? We have a mixture of Tevel, which is where we know for a fact Trumas and Maasers weren't separated. Then we have Chulin, where we know that it was, so we're not really sure what to do. Now, the general principle is going to be, when you have exactly half and half, you have exactly, let's say, 50% you know is Tevel, 50% you know is Chulin, the principle is going to be that we separate it into two different groups, and we're going to assume that the first half is Tevel, for example, and the second half is Chulin. So that's really what we're going to do, and we're going to then treat the first half as Tevel that we need to separate from, and the second half is going to be Chulin, which we'll be able to eat. However, because it's also true that there's a good chance that part of the chulin, part of the mutter half, is also really, was originally usser, so we're still going to take a little bit from that chulin and add that to the usser section, and then you'll be able to eat the rest of the chulin. Says the Mishnah, mea tevel mea chulin. You have, let's say, 100 lug of tevel wine and 100 lug of chulin, of mutter, not holy wine. So what do? Says the Mishnah, no tel mea ve'echad. Take 101 log of wine, and that's going to be considered to be the tevel. Once again, the first hundred is going to be tevel, and you're adding one additional log, and that's going to be considered to be trumos meiser. Right? Again, the 1% of the tevel is going to be trumas meiser that goes to the kohen. So you're going to add 101 log of wine that's going to become tevel, and again 101 because 100 was originally tevel, and then 1 which is the trumas meiser of the chulin, which is going to be given there as well. And then once you have the 101, then you have the tevel, and that's when you separate the truma, meiser rishon, meiser sheni, and so on. Continues the Mishnah, mea tevel, mea meiser. Let's say you have 100 log of tevel and 100 log of meiser. So this is meiser rishon. This is the part that you give normally to the levy. And you have 100 of tevel and 100 of meiser. So what do? No tel mea ve'echad. Once again, you take 101 because you know the 100 was tevel and the 1 was the trumas meiser that you're separating to give to the kohen from the second batch. So again, you're splitting it into two halves. The first half you're giving as you're assuming is tevel. That's the 100, and then a little bit from the second half you're taking the 1. You're taking to make 101 log that you're going to be separating, and so he just loses, and he ends up losing one log of wine. Continues the Mishnah, mea chulin mitukanim. If a person has 100 log of chulin mitukanim, which means where the chulin was separated, we have the trumos and the meiser separated from it, and that's mixed with mea meiser, with 100 log of meiser, what should a person do? No tel mea ve'eser. A person should take 110 log of this of the total amount, and that 110 is going to be what you have to use and assume is meiser. Why? Where's the 10? Because 10% of meiser is going to be trumas meiser. Right? That's what he has to give to the kohen. So you have 110. You have to take out 10% of that of the second group, which is trumas meiser, and the first 100, which is going to be regular meiser, and that's going to be used as what you got to what's considered to be meiser, and the rest is going to be the chulin mitukanim, which you're able to eat. Continues the Mishnah. Let's say you have a case of mea tevel tisha meiser. You have 100 log of tevel and 90 log of meiser. Or, continues the Mishnah, tishim tevel u'shmone meiser. You have 90 log of tevel and shmonim and 80 log of meiser. In both of these cases, you have 10 more log of tevel than the meiser. Either 190 or 90 and 80. Either way, you have 10 more log of tevel, says the Mishnah. Lo hifsid klum. He didn't lose anything. In the previous case, he lost a little bit from that second group. He lost one log, which had to be added for trumas meiser, or he lost 10 for trumas meiser, and so on and so forth. But here he didn't lose anything. Why? Because the additional 10 that has to be separated as trumas meiser can be taken from the tevel itself. In both of these cases, you have 10 more log of tevel. So take the 10 log of tevel, and that's going to be your trumas meiser, and therefore the actual regular amount that he had is no longer lost, because the 10% that goes as trumas meiser is going to be taken from the tevel. Says the Mishnah, finishes off the Mishnah, zeh haklal, this is the rule, kol zman shehatevel meruba lo hifsid klum. That as long as the tevel is more than the then the miser, then whatever the other grouping is, then lo hifsilu doesn't lose anything because you could just use the leftover tevel, and that can be included as the miser, as the trumas miser that has to be given to the kohen. Quick review: Perek Zion Mishnah Vav simply discussed the case where you have two different baskets of tevel. How do you separate one from the other? So we said that you just have to that you have to be specific, and if you have two baskets, then you declare one. That the second basket is being used to separate for the first basket, then that's okay. The first basket becomes mutter, and the second basket becomes aser because you still have to separate from that for both of the baskets. And then Perek Zayin, Mishnah Zayin discussed the case of various mixtures, and the general principle was that you separate them into two. The first half becomes tevel, and you have to separate. The second half becomes chulin, and that's fine. But you still have to take a little bit of the chulin as trumas meiser, whether it's 1% or 10%, depending on what it is. But you have to separate trumas meiser from the second half. Have a great day.